You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. That's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Friday Night Under the Lights, Jake Wimberly and George Broadstreet. Going to take you home. Another half hour to go here. We're brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Clinic. Of course, we're also brought to you by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. We're in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. And, of course, this week, our last week of the Giant of the Week, Wendy's Giant of the Week, George, Jackson Prep's Cooper Carroll. He had an interception, 13 tackles, 2 knockdown passes, a touchdown. As Prep last week won 42-7 over MRA. Of course, they get the state championship tonight over Park Lane, 6 in a row. That trumps South Panola by one.
Yeah, one for the, well, last year was one for the thumb, and now it's one for the other hand. Will you start the other hand now?
I tell you, and I don't know how you quantify what they've done. I mean, if you even can.
No, I don't think so either. Of course, Russ was talking about how, you know, they played 13 games, and all the games they played in MAIS, they had a running clock at some point in the second half. And we were talking about it sort of off the air earlier. I don't remember exactly, but they scored right at 600 points this year in 13 games. And that's without playing their best players in the second half of 11 of their 13 games for the most part. So, I mean, conceivably, if they played a full game, they might have scored 800 points. I mean, it's just amazing how dominant they were and how much better they were than the other schools in their classification. Just amazing.
It is. Speaking of a team that is not unfamiliar to state championship appearances and, of course, to North State championship appearances, is Calhoun City. Brad Logan joins us now, of course, with GridironNow.com, also a part of that broadcast team over at Calhoun City. Calhoun City wins tonight again. Brad, a two-point game over Philadelphia last week, a two-point game over South Delta. Looks like we got some cardiac kids up there at Calhoun City.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on tonight.
Sure.
And it was an odd game. And, you know, the Wildcats were up 10 with about a minute and a half to go. And Philadelphia scored. And then, of course, LSU got the ball back and a couple of first downs. Now, it was pretty close. You know, Kansas City went up 16 to nothing. And then Philadelphia hit a long pass to cut it to 16-8. And at that point, both teams exchanged scores. But the Wildcats went up, fumbled the football three times tonight. And that's kind of what kept Philadelphia in the game. But I'll be honest with you, you cannot say that. This team was able to accomplish. They a really, really good team. In fact, I think, you know, I was on the Philadelphia sideline throughout the night, and they seemed to have more fans than the home team did. It was about a two-hour drive. So, you know, they brought a lot of people. Very, very impressed with their coaching staff, with their kids. Very respectful. Can't say enough about that coaching staff and what type of team they put on the field. But at the end of the day, it's the Wildcats again, and they're going to face Winona next week. I've been up, Jake. They, the only two games Kalamazoo has lost this year is against Houston and against Winona. And again, they've kind of played with fire the last couple of weeks. But it's almost like this team just kind of catches, you know, catches their second wind down the stretch. And we saw what they did last year, and if they can get past Winona, they'll get the winner of, you'll have to help me out, I know Taylorsville won out of the South. And, you know, whoever comes out of the South bracket, they're going to have all they want with this Wildcat team. It's just kind of like they just keep getting better and better every year. And now I think they've got the monkey off their back, state championship. You know, they went 11 years going down to Jackson and never winning a state championship. And now, of course, last year they won one over at Mississippi State. So this year they're trying to get their second one in as many years. And we'll see what happens. But, of course, they've got to stand in front of one of them. You know, the Tigers under Joey Tompkins have had a heck of a run. They've beaten the Wildcats, like I said, earlier in the year. But I'm excited to see what happens this week. It's going to be at Winona. I expect a pretty, really big crowd down there next Friday night.
Brad, when you look through these brackets, and we've been talking about all the brackets, 1 through 6A tonight as we, you know, get ready for championship week next week, North and South championship week, not the championship week, but 2A could be the best Final Four that we've got in the state. You know, it arguably is when you talk about you guys at Calhoun City with the history and tradition there. Winona, they've got some tradition and history. You got Taylorsville. We know all about that history. Boy, that's been going on there for two decades. Collins, 3A team under Ryan Ernest. They really thrived. They kind of dipped last year. Now they're back. I mean, you got four teams that's got a ton of history. This is almost kind of reminiscent of a Final Four if you put Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and UCLA in a basketball tournament.
I agree, Jake. And if you look at all the remainder of the classifications, there's been a number of upsets. Even dating back to the first round of the playoffs, we saw a lot of underdogs come in to different hostile territories and win. The 2A hasn't been that way. It's been all of the favorites have come out and played well. And for the most part, I think probably the most competitive box of four teams left. I am interested to see how Winona returns the favorite. You know, it's hard to beat a team twice in a year, and especially with a team like Calhoun City. I expect Perry Lyles is right now watching tape and trying to rectify the problems he had earlier in the season against the Tigers. So, but don't underestimate Joey Tompkins. He'll have his kids ready. But I think that's a pretty good point, pretty good call out by you, because I'm not sure there's a more you know, high-end, more favorite in the Final Four than they are in 2A.
Well, Brad, look, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy the week. And, look, we'll talk next Friday night, and we'll see if Calhoun City can punch their ticket to Oxford.
Thanks a lot, Jake.
I appreciate it. Brad Logan, GridironNow.com, also a part of Calhoun City. That is a really interesting Final Four to me.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm trying to think, do you recall who they beat last year in the championship game?
I can find out really, really quickly. Let me pull that here off our database.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the four teams in 2A, I mean, Winona, Calhoun City, Taylorsville, and Collins, all teams. But, you know, you kind of thought, you know, there's a couple. There were six teams, too, you kind of left out there. Philadelphia and Scott Central lose tonight. But Scott Central had a really strong season this year. And a little bit of surprise that Winona pulled off that upset.
Yeah, I was, too. And, you know, Calhoun City, Brad mentioned it, they came to Jackson for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all they did was get beat.
You know, and of course, they were runner-up and runner-up and runner-up. And then I believe it was 2 years ago when they moved the championship games to campus for the first time, Bassfield. I think I remember Jamal Peters, who's at Mississippi State, was on that team. And that was a fantastic basketball team, like all of them were. They beat them that year, and then they finally got the win. They lost it in Oxford 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull it here as this computer worked for me and see who they beat last year. But they did finally get the monkey off their back last year.
Yeah.
So, and they got one of the better coaches in the state of Mississippi.
Right.
When you talk about everything that's going on there. This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Jake Wimberly, George Broad Street, talking through this playoff bracket, getting you through 1 through 6A. And, of course, Calhoun City advances, as we were talking about that as well. As we look at 2016, George, we'll pull this up here, and we're going to see who Calhoun City beat last week. Any other scores you want to reset?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can reset a couple of them here. I mean, talk about 6A, Madison Central, Edge Warren Central, one of the better games of the night. 28-26 was the final there. Madison Central will travel next week to play Starkville, who Starkville kind of struggled a little bit the last few weeks of the year. They're 12-2, but I mean they did struggle a little bit down the stretch, but kind of got it on track tonight, especially in the second half, as they beat a strong Horn Lake team 35-7. Horn Lake finishes the year 9-3, and of course in the South, 6A, we've talked about Meridian and Pedal. Meridian kind of, you know, got off to a really wretched start. I mean, they had a horrible schedule, really difficult. But Meridian is kind of right at the ship, and they're now 38-28, a winner tonight over Pedal. And Pearl, though, I mean, it's hard to just not envision Pearl making it to the championship. And they beat Hancock tonight 42-3, and they've just rolled the last few weeks.
Yeah. Hey, it was Bay Springs they beat last year.
Bay Springs, okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it was Bay Springs.
Yeah, I remember that now.
That Calhoun City was able to get that championship. All right, so we were talking about a little teaser there before the break.
Yeah.
Like college and the National Football League, we're going to get to a point where openings will happen in the state of Mississippi. You hate to see anybody lose their job or have to search for jobs, but these coaches now, we've got so many good coaches in the state of Mississippi. One of them that has come open that was really shocking earlier in the week, or either the end of last week, all these weeks kind of run together.
Right.
Robbie Donahoe out of North Mississippi, WCBI, had reported that Columbus and Randall Montgomery had parted ways, mm-hmm. which I thought was very interesting. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Montgomery this week. And, he will land on his feet. Columbus, a team that went to back-to-back playoff appearances besides this year, I think he was 20-26 there. You know, Columbus, a team that traditionally not a powerhouse, but I thought he did some good things, and we remember Randall down at Hazelhurst and all those great Hazelhurst teams. But I'll tell you this, whoever gets Randall Montgomery is going to get a fine football coach. He'll definitely land somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about how I know Columbus, I don't remember exactly what their schedule or their record was this year. But they've had a couple of pretty good years leading up to that. But I did see that myself, and that is interesting, and you're right. I'm sure that he'll land somewhere and do well.
I don't foresee a ton of attrition in the coaching ranks. Now, that could change.
Mm-hmm.
Remember a couple years ago, I think it was three, 32 teams in 6A, and I think a total of 24 coaches changed.
Wow.
That was 3 years ago. It was a lot of coaches
right.
in 6A. We had never seen anything like that. I had not seen anything like that in quite some time. But I don't foresee a ton of coaching turnover. I mean, you'll have some, but Randall Montgomery will land somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, hey, make sure to follow us on Twitter, at FNUTL, and, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/FNUTL. The website, FNUTL.com, that's Fennuttle. We have all the scores and, of course, the brackets up as well. And we can go back through these brackets if you want to, George, and we'll talk about some of these matchups. You mentioned 6A. Next week you're going to have Madison Central traveling to Starkville. Starkville beat Madison Central early in the year. They both had one loss in the region, and of course Starkville trumps Madison Central due to the head-to-head,
mm-hmm.
and of course they'll host. You also have Pearl hosting Meridian. That's going to be a really interesting matchup. Pearl, though, cruising right now, 155-14 and then 41-3. Got to take a timeout. Rachel Rich Liske coming up next. Fox 40 Sport Deck. This is Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday night under the lights. This is the weekend before championship weekend. Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, glad to be with you with Chris Saxton, Ty Bailey, and Steve Postman. Russ over at Fox 40 doing the sports deck. And, of course, Rachel Rich-Litsky will join us here in just a bit. We're going to get into the other brackets. And, of course, we're brought to you by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center. Also, we're in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio, and we're brought to you by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. Channel 16. Okay, see, I can't keep up where he's at. I can't keep up.
Blitz 16.
Okay. So, hey, I can't keep up. Let's get somebody on here that probably can. That's Rachel Rich-Litsky. She's with Fox 40 Sports Deck. Rachel, how are you?
Hey,
Rachel.
Hey, all I heard was a beep. I didn't hear what you asked. There you are.
There you are. Hey, how's it going tonight?
Oh, yeah. And, hey, who said they forget the difference of the shows? You can't say stuff like that.
I know. I totally dropped the ball there. I'm stuttering and everything. I can't handle it. So, yeah, it's been a long day. It's a long
day. No, that's fine. Hey, if ever you need a reminder, just remember I do sports tech by myself. That's not any bitterness or anything thrown. It gets late in the season. This is getting to be a lot, but also getting to be a lot of fun, even though some teams are falling off left and right, I feel like.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, what'd you do tonight? What'd you see?
So, I was at prep. I stayed for prep's whole game tonight, so I saw prep. it was interesting, actually. In the first quarter, things weren't looking too good. I mean, prep's defense was just not... it might have been more their offense. I guess it's not fair to put it on their defense, but a couple of turnovers here and there. And I remember Ashley Shaman, she was standing next to me at one point. She looked at me, she's like, Rach, what if they lose? I was like, this is looking kind of bad. And as soon as we said that, it was like something clicked on their offense, and they scored one more touchdown, and then Jerrion Ealy had the punt return for a touchdown. It's like after that, everything was fine. But But at first, things are, I don't know if they were nervous or what was going on, but things were just not looking too good. But, you know, they didn't even allow a touchdown for tonight. So, six straight for the Patriots, and I'm really happy that after a great season like that, they were able to cap it off with a good win, good championship win.
You know, I know you weren't here for all six, for a couple of those, but South Panola, as you're well aware, you know, reeled off five of these things back in the early to mid-2000s. And was finally knocked off, I believe, in 2007, 2008 by Meridian. How do you quantify six? That's a state record. I mean, right now we sit here and say, oh, we'll prep one another one. That's six. Could get seven next year. But, I mean, quantify six straight championships. I mean, that spans two different presidents. And, you know, there's a lot of guys and girls that are now gone from zero to first grade during this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, we really, you know, six already sounds impressive, and you say something like two different presidents. Yeah, that definitely adds to it. So I've been here for two now, and, you know, that's the first question I got to ask, you know, Coach Ricky Black after the game is, Coach, could you have ever envisioned something like this happening, six straight? You know, and his response was, no, you could never envision winning that much. You could never dream of winning, you know, six straight. It's pretty unbelievable, but, you know, it happened, and you know, I'm really proud of my guys, and I don't know how it happens all the time. I mean, they're just great. I think it's one of those things, you know, it's a tradition. You just win, and it's that mentality, and they're just always so confident and just play so hard. And that's why things started when they weren't looking too hot in the first quarter. That's why I think why everyone on the sidelines were like, uh-oh, what's happening? They're not looking like their normal team. They don't look as comfortable, as confident, but then something clicked real quick and they were okay. And great news for the Patriots is they have Jerrion Ealy back again next year for more, so... You know, I would definitely foresee another one added to that six. And this is the first time in state history for a team to win six straight. But hey, it was the first time in state history for a team to win five straight. So they're setting the bar, you know, pretty dang high.
Got two teams left in the Metro in 6A that have a chance to punch their ticket to Oxford next week. That's Pearl. They'll host Meridian next week. Also, Madison Central goes on the road to Starkville. It would be back-to-back years that we would see an all-Metro final in 6A. What do you think the likelihood is of that? I mean, Pearl, I would say if we were doing, you know, Vegas betting lines, Pearl would be a heavy favorite against Meridian. On the other hand, Starkville hosting Madison Central. Madison Central lost that ball game earlier in the year, but Madison Central is playing really good ball. They cardiac kids tonight over at Warren Central.
Man, I hope it works out for Madison Central because I want to see Madison Central play Pearl so bad. And just in the championship game, I mean, that is just going to be incredible if that does play out. I know that our game of the week next week is going to be at Pearl. Either game would have been great, you know, when we decide that kind of stuff, but obviously you have to take its region into consideration and distance and everything like that. So it would be too difficult for us to get to Starkville for game of the week. So if anyone's wondering, that's kind of what goes into that decision-making process. But both games are going to be amazing. I think, like you said, Pearl definitely has the edge over their game as opposed to for beating Meridian as opposed to the Madison Central Starkville game would be a little more up in the air for betting purposes. I haven't seen Starkville play in person. I mean, I know they're fantastic, but like you said, Madison Central is really just, they're so good. Their defense is just so amazing, and the whole two quarterback system, I mean, I think they just really bring everything to the table, and they know how to win close games. And this time of the year, that's what you have to do, is just win close games. And, you know, they did it tonight with Warren Central. They did it back in October with Warren Central as well. You know, I hated to see Warren Central lose tonight. Not that I want Madison Central lose. I just really like Josh Morgan and the Vikings. I enjoy covering them, so stinks to see their season end. But, yeah, Madison Central, they know how to win those last-minute games for sure.
Rachel Richlinski, she's with Fox 40 Sports Deck, and of course she is with us on Friday Night Under the Lights. Rachel, look, we'll talk next week. We'll have the field set, and we appreciate you as always. Look, hey, between now and then, get you plenty of turkey, have a great Thanksgiving, and fill up on some good food.
Awesome, great. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
All right, talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you for having Rachel on there again. She's about the most perky person that we've had at this time of night.
Yeah.
So she does a good job, and
yeah.
Appreciate her being on with us. You know, you're talking about prep. You know, I'm old enough, I can say this. I remember when prep started down the road here in the 70s, and their first coach was the legendary Jack Carlisle,
mm-hmm.
who had been at Murrah in Big 8. You know, Russ always talking about the Big 8.
Yeah.
But Jack Carlisle had been at Murrah. So when prep started their program, they were good. They were good then.
And they've sort of always been really good at football.
Yeah.
And but not nothing like this.
Sure.
Not what Ricky Black has done in the last few years. But you know, and I think Chris is showing us Russ on the monitor there.
At WABT.
Yeah, across the road. So he's a little bit everywhere tonight. But you know, I mean, but they've been good for they've always been good at football.
Right.
But nothing to the kind of dominance that they've had the last 5 or 6 years.
Definitely have taken it to a different level.
A different level.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how long this run can go. And I think that's what is interesting. And, you know, they've been dinged down the road. It wasn't this year. Last year, PCS beat them.
Right.
And then they came back and was able to, you know, kind of get back over on PCS in the championship game. So which team is next? And I think you had a point, I think you said this too, or either Chris said this, that prep has made other people better too. I mean,
oh yeah,
they really have.
Oh yeah, they really have. It's just this year they just seemed like, I don't know what it was, but I think we talked about it, that just the focus level that they've had week in and week out. They just haven't had an off week, you know, which is pretty hard to do over 13 or 14 weeks.
No, I would agree with that.
You know, talking about the brackets, you know, we'll review that right quick before we go off the air.
Sure.
Again, in 6A, Starkville's hosting Madison Central, and Pearl is hosting Meridian. In 5A, it is West Point hosting Olive Branch, while Hattiesburg is hosting Laurel. Those are, you know, again, those are some great matchups there. Looking in 4A, it's Noxubee County playing host to Louisville. And in the South, 4A, it's Poplarville at home against East Central. 3A, it will be North Panola playing at home against Yazoo County. And in South 3A, Hazelhurst hosting Jefferson Davis County. Boy, that'll be a slobber knocker,
yeah,
won't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, 2A at home, Winona hosting Calhoun City, while Taylorsville will host Collins in South 2A. And then in 1A, it will be Okolona playing at home against Simmons and Nanawaya at home against Resurrection. And again, you know, we might be surprised, but I'd be awfully surprised if it's not Nanawaya and Simmons in the final in there.
Yeah, that's one of those crash course matches, you know, you look at and you say, this is probably who it's going to be, and that's no disrespect to the other team.
No.
But that's just kind of, you know, that's the direction.
That's the direction it seems to be trending for sure. And then the MAIS, tomorrow, the games that are left, at 11 o'clock in the morning, it is the eight-man scramble game between Briarfield and Humphreys Academy. And then tomorrow afternoon in the AAA, it is Starkville against Indianola Academy. That will be a really good game, I would think. And at 6:30 tomorrow night in the Division II Quad 4A, it is Lamar School and Simpson Academy at 6:30.
Well, so we got great action tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will hold off and let the games be dry games. And then, of course, we kick it back off next week as we got Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then, of course, we got the games on Friday night. And we want to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving. As George, it's hard to believe, only got one show left.
Yeah, we got one left. And, you know, it's that kind of, you know, there's not a whole lot of games next week. But, you know, we go from just a hand, we go from like 150 a night to like a handful.
12.
It'll, you know, but there'll be good games. There'll be really good games, a lot to talk about. And it just always seems like every Friday night, there's always something unexpected that seems to happen.
Biggest moment tonight for you?
Kind of the most enjoyable thing was listening to Madison Central and Warren Central the last 2 or 3 minutes of that game driving over here.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, pressure-packed situation. Madison Central on the road, 4th and 5 from the 10, kind of whole season on the line, and they score to win the game. That's pretty impressive.
Well, we want to say thanks to Ty Bailey, also Steve Postman, Chris Saxton, of course, George Broadstreet. I'm Jake Wimberly. Also, Russ Robinson, who is tirelessly working somewhere across town.
Yeah, he's tirelessly working.
So we want to say happy Thanksgiving, and I hope your holiday week is a good one. Of course, we are brought to you by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. We want to say thanks to those guys. We're in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. Also, thanks to Mississippi Public Broadcasting and, of course, Ezra Wall, who will not be with us next week, but we appreciate him through this year as well. Also, to Mississippi Sports Medicine. This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Thanks to Dave Shiles, also Will Watson. Check us out online at finutl.com. Also, FNUTL on Twitter. So long, everyone. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. See you next week.